We've got the Reds. We've got the Diamondbacks. We've got Joey Votto warming up before the game. Let's take it to the top of the third. Joey Votto at the plate.
That's going to get down and into left center field. That's a hit for Joey Votto. Hamilton, after the steal, races around to score. Reds jump in front 1-0 as Joey Votto continues to have an excellent road trip. That is now 68 RBIs for Votto on the year and his seventh hit. Into the bat towards center. Here comes Pollock, and he dives, and he caught it. Long run for A.J. Pollock. They're going to ride off the top of the turf.
Well, it certainly is the kind of ball that you want to take a chance on, because even if it bounces past him, unlikely that Sheppard's going to get much beyond first base. Probably get a double out of it because he had to come so far to get it.
Line drive right field, and he tripped, and the ball gets right by David Peralta. Home with a go-ahead is Duvall, and on to second goes Scott Schebler, and the Reds have a 2-1 lead. First step turned out to be a treacherous one for David Peralta. He almost went completely down, and that mistake enabled the ball to get by him for a run-scoring double.
In the hole and in the left. Here comes the runner racing home. Duvall's throw, and Dave got him at the plate. What a perfect throw from Adam Duvall in left field. Tony Parascica, the third base coach, took a shot, and Goldschmidt is out easily at the plate on a beautiful throw from Duvall.
1-2, two out, two on. 2-1 Reds, sixth inning. Bailey Sykes a sign, looks at both second and third, delivers, and Marte strikes out swinging. And what an outstanding bit of pitching by Homer Bailey. The ball dropped. Barnhart throws to Votto. End of inning. Great job by Homer Bailey to head toward the first base dugout with that one-run lead intact.
Reds win this one 2-1. The Diamondbacks have lost five of their last six. Homer Bailey goes 6 2/3, one run on seven hits with five strikeouts. Patrick Corbin, six innings, two runs on seven hits with nine strikeouts. Brian Price and the Reds able to pull it off against the Diamondbacks on Sunday as they win 2-1. Here's Price on the victory.
Certainly the last two games would suggest that he is really getting back to the homer that we knew before he started to have the, you know, the injury problems. He felt great. He went back out there. I think he still had good stuff in the seventh. He just wasn't quite as sharp, and it kind of created an opportunity for Lorenzen to come in and close the door.
The pitching that you have received the last 2 days, and you had Romano getting his first major league victory earlier on in the week, has to give you a lot of encouragement going into coming out of the break.
It does. We know. I think we all know universally that there's an area, if we do better, if we perform at a higher rate, that all of a sudden we're still one of the better teams in our division. I do, and people laugh at me because we're at the bottom of the division, but we get that type of starting pitching on a consistent basis. Every other area of our game is solid. We're really good offensive, defensive, and relief pitching type club, but we need to enhance the quality of our starts, to get deeper into the game, not ask so much from the bullpen. And we have the equipment here, and now we just got to be somewhat patient with the young guys, allow them to get their footing, and Homer to get back into the mix. But things can only really get better if these young kids continue to grow. We bring DeSclafani back at some point in August, and all of a sudden, you know, every fifth day we're looking at a really nice pitcher, you know, giving us a chance to win a ball game.
We've almost run out of things to talk about with Joey Votto, but another RBI today. He goes into the break with 68, but 26 home runs, league leading in the National League. Is that even surprising to you, that those power numbers?
Yeah, it is. You know, I think that, you know, I think my first year was the year, my first year with the Reds in 2010 was the year he won the MVP. I think he hit 37 homers, I believe, that year. And, you know, to have 26 at the break is at 33, you know, 7 years removed from 2010 is something I would not have ever guessed that would be a part. You know, he's just such a line drive hitter, gap to gap guy, on base guy. I just could not have said that I would have expected. I think he has it, certainly has it in him, and he's showing that. But I wouldn't have gone into the season saying this guy's going to have 26 at the break.
How With that Duvall play, obviously he has a very strong arm, but it seems like he gets rid of the ball so quickly. How important is that to just his success throwing guys out this year?
Well, you nailed it. You know, you have to field the ball cleanly. You got to have a quick transfer from glove to hand, and you have to have momentum and direction where you're going, and you have to be accurate. The other part in this whole thing is that, you know, in those situations, you can't just be airmailing balls on the fly all the time, where those backside runners are just going to continue to circle the bases. And in that situation, we took the out at the plate, and both runners advanced to second and third. But that was a huge play, and it's a non-play if he doesn't get to the ball quickly and unload it quickly and accurately. So it's as important as any other part of the play. Well, it's tough because I know we stayed away from Goldie there and threw him a lot of breaking balls away. And, you know, we saw it the day before yesterday, the power he has to right center. I mean, when he came to the big leagues, that was it. You know, there's a lot of places in the zone that he'd drive the ball out of the ballpark to right center. And one of those zones is out over the plate with a little bit of elevation. And so Michael had to make good pitches through that at bat. And, you know, they really went head to head, and he ended up making the big pitches to get out of the inning.
Homer Bailey improves to 2-2. He goes 6 2/3, allowing one run on 7 hits while striking out 5. Here's what he had to say about the victory.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a good win for us in general. You know, it was a good trip. Split with Colorado, take 2 or 3 from these guys right before a break. You know, you got to be feeling pretty good about that.
What was your view of that play at the plate on the ball to left?
He was out.
I mean, but did you in real time, were you thinking it's going to get him?
Yeah. No. I mean, I saw him pick up. I mean, you can see the ball come the whole way. So, yeah, it's a good play. Definitely a good play.
How satisfying was it after that play? You were 2 punch outs to get through the 7th.
Yeah, we were able to make
get deep into the 7th.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were able to make some pitches there. And, you know, when you have a lot of confidence in your catcher and you can go under zone and not worry about guys scoring, it makes a big difference. And I think that's what those punch outs were under zone. I think one of them was a split. I'm not sure about the other one, but, you know, when you've got confidence in the guy back there calling pitches and blocking, you know, you can do stuff like that.
How encouraging is it 2 in a row with obviously much better numbers? And not saying you're back, but looking more like the Homer Bowl.
Tonight, you know, the stuff was definitely there and wasn't quite as sharp. You know, missed a few pitches by just a couple of inches. If you get more games underneath your belt this year, you know, we probably make those pitches and hopefully go into the 8th or even the 9th. But you know what? We'll just prepare for the next one.
It seemed like early on you're really efficient. You had 62 pitches through 5 innings. And you were able to do that despite some guys getting on base. What was leading to that kind of efficiency?
Them hitting the ball on the ground, you know, really early, getting early contact, which is what we try to do in order to go deep in the games. You know, you need to do that. The walks definitely killed us tonight, or it's something I'm not very happy with. But outside of that, we either walked them or they put it in play really early.
Adam Duvall goes 1-for-4 and scores a run in the Reds' 2-1 victory over the Diamondbacks on Sunday. Here's Duvall on the victory.
You know, I try to get rid of him as fast as I can, and but at the same time be accurate. You know, and that's, you know, it helps coming from the infield to the outfield and being able to get rid of it quick. So,
I mean, you obviously think you have a chance if you're not going to make the throw, but were you surprised how quickly it seemed to catch up to him? Because he seemed like he was pretty far down the line to score by the time that ball caught him.
I felt like I got a good jump on the ball, on the ground ball, and, you know, I felt like I caught it up far enough to where I could make the strong, accurate throw. And you know, but it's hard for me to tell how close it's going to be. But, you know, it worked out.
After the All-Star break, the Reds will be in Cincinnati to host a series against the Nationals. The D-backs will be in Atlanta for a series against the Braves.